lovely. The trip began last night with a blessing by the pastor of St. Joseph Roanoke, Illinois, where a number of these parishioners attend church. And then as the sun came up this morning, the folks prayed the rosary. So the day began with prayer as well. And interestingly enough, they were able to get the Pope channel on Sirius Radio. So we were listening to reviewing everything that happened yesterday in Washington and New York with the Pope. So it's been a very prayerful, spiritual pilgrimage so far.
How do they approach the news and the mental preparation to put them in a spiritual frame of mind?
The folks on this pilgrimage have been praying for weeks now, both for the safety of the Pope, that his message will be absorbed in a very positive fashion. And I think that the folks on this pilgrimage are themselves absorbing the Pope's message. A word that keeps getting discussed among the group is mercy. Mercy, openness, you know, how to truly live out the gospel message. And I think that's what the Pope has been talking about for the past 2 days.
What are the backgrounds of the people on this trip?
Very varied. That's what's interesting. We have a young woman who attends DePaul University. She's traveling with her mother, who owns a gardening business in Roanoke. We have a hotel management person, a pediatric nurse, a retired nursing home assistant. Just a wide variety of people are on this trip. And one is a Catholic deacon, I might add.
Many Catholics are to the conservative side of the American political spectrum. The Pope has been issuing a rather more progressive message, citing Dorothy Day and Thomas Merton, than perhaps was initially expected. How is the message resonating with them?
Well, interestingly enough, I would say some of these folks, from what I gather from their conversation, might be a little bit more on the conservative political end on some issues. On other issues, they're very much, for example, for income equality and doing something about that in our country. And so I think that they are folks who hear the Pope's message, a message that some have labeled radical and leftist, but they find it very gospel-oriented. That's something they talked about this morning after the prayers, that his message is not left, it's not right, but it's gospel-oriented.
How does such a pilgrimage, such a ritual, situate itself in today's society?
Well, I think people are just happy to be able to go and share their faith publicly together with other Catholics, with the leader of their faith. That is something that doesn't happen for Catholics in America very often, unless, of course, they travel to Rome to see the Pope at the Vatican. It's a huge deal for these people to be among fellow Catholics. There's a great sense of gratitude for that. And one of the pilgrims said something as we were setting out last night. Catholicism has operated under a kind of a dark cloud for many, many years now. Some of it deserved and some of it not deserved. And this is an opportunity for them to celebrate the best of their faith, that message of mercy and compassion and inclusiveness that the Pope has tried to communicate.
Is the charismatic and emotional impact of a mass gathering, a huge public event, translatable to personal spiritual growth?
I think it will depend upon each individual. But I can tell you that I happened to be a reporter in Washington, D.C. when Pope John Paul II came in 1979, his first trip to the United States. And I was also sent to follow a group of people at that time, and then a year later I checked back with them to do another story, a follow-up story. And, you know, one young couple had decided to have a child as a result of going to hear the Pope because he had talked about the importance of the family. You know, other people, it actually did change their lives. They changed jobs, things like that. So you don't really know how it's going to affect people. But I do believe that we're already sensing something is happening in our country. This message, particularly the message to Congress yesterday about appealing to our higher angels. I think the Pope was doing that in his message to Congress, and I think it is resonating already.
So it can then be more than just an emotional experience. It can be a touch point for self-reflection and charting a course forward.
I really think so, personally, and from what I'm hearing from the folks that I'm with. I think that no one will walk away from this visit without a greater sensitivity to those who are most marginalized in our society and wondering about, well, what can I personally do? The Pope has laid down a challenge about living the gospel in the 21st century, and what can I do to live that message out?
GLT's Judy Valente is on her way to Philadelphia to hear the Pope with a group of Central Illinois pilgrims. Thanks so much for talking with us, Judy.
My pleasure, Charlie.